This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive takes place April 7th to the 13th, and to show our appreciation for your support, we've got some great prizes courtesy of our sponsors.
A Norco Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, gift cards and a cookbook courtesy of Fresh Restaurants, tickets to see Jimmy Cliff courtesy of Massey Hall, gift certificates to Soundscapes Music, and more. Be sure to call in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or donate online now at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Thank you. that's the City Sweethearts, and you're tuned to Equalizing Stored on CIUT, the CIUT's weekly hardcore punk show. We started off with a song called Hang Ten by City Sweethearts, and that's off of their brand new LP called Sleeping Through Modern Times. We got a bunch of things in store for you tonight. It's an all music show. Just before fundraising, we're getting into some things. We've got some new crappy Dracula, some new evaporators. A new band from Buffalo called Bad Test that I'm going to be playing tonight. Some Empty Vessel, which is a band that I've played before. Critical Convictions, we got a brand new EP by them. AK-47 from Victoria. Tonight's demo feature is going to be The Slobs. We're from Montreal and we're playing last night. And yes. Rob loved them.
Hello. No.
That one's working.
Which one? This one?
No. Yeah, that one's working. I think it's... No, this one. Anyway, we'll figure that all out. We've also got some Max and the Makeups, a new band from Montreal called The Horny Bitches. We'll be playing The Curse, and a bunch of other things for you tonight. I don't know.
I don't think any of these are working.
That one's working.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear myself.
Your headphones aren't working.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. I've got a bunch of stuff. A couple of things that I bought at the record show last week off Steve Milo. Oh, there we go. I can hear it myself. Awesome.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
Hang on, Ed. Can you hear yourself now?
Check.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah,
right.
We got colored microphones now.
Yeah. Some 80s stuff and another set with a few kind of heavier songs. So that's what I've got. What about you, Eddie?
Ed's
got a brand new camera.
Well, no, I keep on playing around with my iPhone camera. I have a set left over from last week of some more atmospheric hardcore with some songs by Trial and a wicked band that came through town called The Feeder. And then I put together a quick set before I came over tonight of songs from Studio 3 sessions over the years, I guess in the spirit of fundraising, to remind you why you should tune in next week and donate and help keep this show on the air.
Yes.
And we had some encouraging news today. And this afternoon when we were in, we did an interview with Grant Slavin from Negative Gain.
Yeah.
And while we were up here, we were talking to the program director, and he's figured out a way that we might be able to do some live recording, so we're going to test it in 3 weeks' time.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Not on the show live, though. We'll have to pre-record just to make sure.
Yeah, it works.
Snake Pit, I hope, will be our guinea pigs.
Snake Pit. Ah! Yes,
Snake Pit.
Awesome.
Darcy's band. X in Time.
3 a.m.
Our old drummer's in that band.
If Darcy gets here tonight.
Yeah. He's basking in the glory of his debut.
Maybe. Let's get back into it. This is Margaret Thrasher. I'm going to hear a song called Airport Violence because the Jukansky affair was just somewhat settled.
Oh, yeah,
this week, I don't know if you heard about
his
that.
Mother some money, apparently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this song.
Apologized.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Taser Airport, Vancouver.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, those cops sucked.
Margaret Thrasher wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
It's called Airport Violence.
Play it.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
long as it's teenage. So long as it's green age, make it young and sweet. Throw me back in the lost and found. Don't let teenage meet. So long as it's midnight, you'll find me tied up tight, hanging out on the street. See me everywhere, the lights are low.
We started off that last set with Margaret Thrasher, and we had the song Airport Violence, a song written about the Jakansky affair, and that was settled this week somewhat. So I thought I'd play that. That comes from the album Modern Rock, Moderate Rock, and it was released on P-Trash Records out of Germany. After that, we heard, I believe, a band from Sweden called Beyond Pink, an all-girls straight-edge band, and they had an LP come out a year or two ago called Jedinja Jebla Taya, which that's my best Swedish. And we heard a song off this called Workout to Kill. It's released on Emancipunks record out of Poland, a label that does a lot of like all-girl bands or women in straight edge and stuff.
Ed's writing them a fan letter.
The Sisterhood. And they have a new release out.
Which one is this one?
On Refuse, but I just can't find it. So I just played that one.
Oh, yeah, the Swedish straight edge band.
Yes.
Up next, we're a band called Max and the Makeups. So this is an old band from 1982. They recorded, a long time ago. It got released on a label called Puke and Vomit just recently, actually just within the last 2 months. They're a band from Austin, Texas. We heard a song off this 7-inch called Day In, Day Out. After that, we heard a new band from Montreal, an all-girl hardcore band called The Horny Bitches. And we heard a song off this called Suck and Swallow. The CD's called 13 Reasons to Fuck, and it's released on a label called Trigger Records. And we finished up with The Curse and Teenage Meat, which is the title track off their CD that came out on Other People's Music back in, I think, 1995 maybe, which is a collection of different recordings that the band did. I think that might have been something that might have been live, maybe. Possibly. The 7-inch is also on here, Shoeshine Boy, and the B-side, Killer Bees.
Right.
Anyway, Teenage Meat by The Curse, who we hope to be interviewing sometime soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to go from Swedish straight edge to Seattle straight edge. This is Trial.
rise from the table. While slowly we rot on the floor, struggling for balance amid these unholy lies of blinding terror and chaos.
Yeah. Stop! Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive is happening April 7th to April 13th. Every dollar you donate to the station goes straight into the nuts and bolts of our operation. We need your support so we can keep bringing you intellectual, cultural, and informative programming. Please donate during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or right now on our website at www.ciut.fm.
Anyways, here we go. Now you can hear me. We just listened to Trial with the song Reflections with the, I guess the intro is called Seem Serene, so we got a little bit of cello in there. Followed by that, following that, we had Planet Danger, a new Barry Straight Edge hardcore band. They played a couple weeks ago at Siesta Nouveau with Defeater. It was a pretty wicked show. The song we heard was What I Despise, and then the track was Dead Last. And then following that, we had Vermont's Unrestrained off the record Appleseeds, the song To Face Fear from Bloody Knuckles. And then we had listened to the band that I just mentioned, Defeater, the song Begging in Slums off the Lost Ground EP on Bridge 9 Records. And what's coming up next, Rum?
Coming up next is a few old 80s hardcore songs. And, I bought a couple records at the record show last weekend. And
it was a really big shoe.
Really big shoe. There were a lot of nerds at the record show, as you can imagine. And I wasn't one of them. But, are you playing another ID?
I got to play another ID, and then we're going to get into your set.
Okay, cool. So the set is going to start off with a song by China White from an old compilation, L.A. compilation, that I can't remember the name of, but I'll have it after the set. So hit it.
All right, here's the next ID.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Yeah. Pieces of your mind. You got to know who your enemy is.
Started off with China White, and the song was called Solid State, and that's from a an old compilation that came out on New Underground Records. I'm not sure what year this was, but the compilation is called Life is Ugly, So Why Not Kill Yourself? And it's old, and it's so old that it's the Red Cross is one of the bands on here, and it's actually spelled the old way, before they had to change it with the K. So there you go. So I'm thinking like 81 or 82. Descendants are also on here, Minutemen, Urinals, and a bunch of other bands. After that, it was White Flag, and the song was called Middle Class Hell, and that's from their LP Third Strike. And then after that, it was DOA with The Enemy, and that's from the Bloodied But Unbowed anthology that came out on Alternative Tentacles. And then it was the Vandals, and that's that song, what was that song called? Big Brother versus Johnny Sacco, and that came out on the record When in Rome Do as the Vandals. And the last song was Kitchener's own Nunfuckers, and the song is called Snap, and that's from their one and only record called Dead and On the Floor, a 7-inch that came out that they self-released back in 1987. So, yeah.
Recorded on 2 tracks.
Oh, is that what it was?
At their local campus community station.
Yeah, this record's awesome. I remember I got it. The record was sold out, and I was downtown for a high school law class. Field trip, and so we came down to Toronto for that, and snuck away from the group and went to the record peddler, and it was on the counter. They had a box on them, and I was like, holy cow, Nunfuckers. And Brian Taylor was like, I said, I thought this was sold out. He's like, oh yeah, we found a box on them in the basement. And I was like, awesome. So I got to pick one up.
Amazing. Sorry, yes. I'm confusing the recording that they did the campus community station was for the demo.
Okay.
They recorded this in half an hour at a studio, and they were pissed off that they had to pay for 2 hours, a minimum 2 hours.
Really?
And they finished it in half an hour.
Sounds pretty good for
the only track they had to do twice, I think, was Social Butterfly.
Okay.
Everything else was live from the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
As good. It should be.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw them once or twice back then too.
They sounded, I mean, I don't know. It sounds great. I think
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's it.
Right. Well, let's get back into the music. This is a band called The Crappy Dracula. They put out a release with Sonorous Gale not too long ago. This is a newer single of theirs called White Women. We're going to hear a song off this. Actually, what is the song called? The song is called A Good Flying Bird, and Crappy Dracula is the band name.
Yeah. all just paper anyway.
Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive takes place April 7th to the 13th, and to show our appreciation for your support, we've got some great prizes courtesy of our sponsors.
A Norco Olympia bike courtesy of Bikes on Wheels, gift cards and a cookbook courtesy of Fresh Restaurants, tickets to see Jimmy Cliff courtesy of Massey Hall, gift certificates to Soundscapes Music, and more. Be sure to call in your support during the Spring Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or donate online now at www.ciut.fm.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Okay, we started off with the crappy Dracula, and we heard a song called A Good Flying Bird, taken off the White Women EP. After that, we heard the Evaporators from Vancouver, and they have a new split EP out called A Wild Pair with Andrew WK. He does a cover of O Canada, which I'm going to probably save till the Canada Day weekend to play.
Oh, Canada.
Not that one. We heard the song off
the...
Yeah, that one. We heard the song called The Bombs in My Pants, and that's by the Evaporators. After that, we heard Bad Taste from Buffalo with the song called The Day the Sky Exploded, brand new material from them. Just an awesome record that just brand new that came out on Feral Kid Records out of Buffalo. After that, we heard Empty Vessel from Portland with a song called Textbook Execution. Critical Convictions were next with a song off their brand new EP called Anno Me. The song we heard was called Anno Me. And we finished up with AK-47 from Victoria and a brand new CD that they just released. It's self-titled. We heard a song that I would like to dedicate to Ed. The song we heard was called They Killed Radio Raheem.
Radio Raheem.
No, Radio Raheem. It's from Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, isn't he Radio Raheem?
No, it's Raheem.
It's Raheem?
Raheem.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, yeah. This is released
on... motherfucker.
Yeah.
This is released on Ransom Records, which is a self-label by the band.
That's awesome.
AK-47 have been a band for a long time from Victoria. And they've got a new lineup, and 23 songs in 21 minutes.
That's awesome.
It's a blazing CD.
Fight the power.
It's amazing that...
Fight the powers that be.
Yeah. That awesome. Anyway, you would dig this.
Oh, I'm gonna borrow that off you.
And fans of Vitamin X and that kind of style of like just straightforward, blazing, straight edge kind of hardcore. They're not straight edge, but they play hardcore like amazing.
I'm gonna play some stuff like that later.
Wicked.
Yes.
It's my favorite style.
That's cool.
Anyway, I can't say enough good things about AK-47. Just go out and look for it.
So, over to the show listings, sir.
Sorry, let's do the show listings.
This is Darcy, Toronto's latest hardcore superhero. Lead singer of Snake Pit.
He came in wearing sunglasses today.
I did not ask for that intro. All right, now, the next couple shows coming up tonight. If you're not listening to this right now, I guess you're at Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine. But that's kind of useless mentioning because you'd be there. Monday, April the 12th, though, Scarhead is playing with Fortune Teller, Always Die Fighting, and Blackout Effect at the Velvet Underground on Queen Street. Tuesday, April the 13th at Rancho Relaxo, Caspian, Arms and Sleepers, Expect Candy, and Cosmograd are all playing really heavy, doomy, crazy, weird stuff. Not a, you know, usual shit that we play on this show, but awesome, heavy music nonetheless. Friday, April the 16th at Siesta Nouveau, Birth Defect, The Sophistafucks, Hated, and two or three other bands are playing at Siesta Nouveau. That should be a wicked time. Saturday, April the 17th at Cop's Corner, the City Sweethearts are playing an acoustic in-store performance. That'll be pretty cool. Saturday, April 17th at the Capasanan Philippine Center in Kensington Market on 167 Augusta. Ancestors, Kale, and Attention are playing a... matinee show at this cool, like, non-traditional venue, I guess. It's the Philippine Center. I don't know. Anyway, it's happening at 4:30, and I believe it's pay what you can. So that'll be pretty cool. Ancestors, Kale, and Attention. Saturday, April 17th, the Chronic and Snake Pit are playing at the Center for Intellectual Exchange. There might be a third band, but those guys usually like to keep it short, just, you know, for Cop Danger. It's a house. Thursday, April 22nd at the Mod Club, the Flatliners, Broadway Calls, and Cobra Skulls are playing. Tuesday, April 27th, Rancho Relaxo, City Sweethearts, Get Nuns, Lightmares, and Chang-a-Lang are playing. Friday, May 7th at the Ghoul House, I don't know if there's any other, does anyone know what the other bands are playing, but it's Pill is playing. I don't know who's opening.
Public Image.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who else.
Yeah, no, but I don't know who's opening, though.
Yeah.
No. Idea. Okay. So.
No.
If we knew, it'd be written down.
Yeah. All right. Well, Friday, May 7th. If you're into that, and they're still gonna be good, I don't know. But there you go. Friday, May 7th at Siesta.
But I've heard they got a new album out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That really?
I don't know what that's
gonna
be.
Alrighty.
Yeah, it sends off alarm bells in my head too. I don't know.
It's not a love song. Okay. Friday, May the 7th at Siesta Nouveau, Rape Revenge is playing with Lab Rat. They're coming all the way from Calgary, Alberta. They're the two of them are like straight edge, vegetarian, animal rights, like super leftist political punk rock bands. And Snake Pit is opening, and I believe, and Reality Terror is also playing. They're in like an animal rights kind of angled grindcore band. Saturday, May the 8th, just the very next day at Siesta Nouveau, Ruiner is in town from Baltimore. Should be a really big show from what I hear. There's a lot of people talking about it. Black Faxes and Bottom Feeder are the opening acts. Saturday, May the 8th, the very same night at PMAT, Praying Hands from Montreal are playing with Sick Error. I saw Praying Hands back at Thanksgiving weekend, and they were fucking great. Like heavy but melodic, hard, and the female-fronted, wicked, wicked band. Friday, May the 14th, at the Phoenix, Screeching Weasel, the Roman Line, and Visitors. Saturday, May the 15th, the very next day, at the Mod Club, Riverdale's, Varsity Weirdos, and the Creeps. Saturday, May 15th, same night, the Sterling Lofts. There was one show there before that a lot of people went to. Molested Youth, Nomos, Urban Blight, and a couple other bands are playing.
Where is it?
Should be crazy. The Sterling Lofts are between Lansdowne and Dufferin.
Queen Street?
On
Bloor.
On Bloor.
Near where the Sterling Button Factory
is. Yeah. By the Chocolate Factory, just north of It's between Dundas and Bloor.
Yeah.
By the Valley Village, kind of.
I totally know where
Right beside the Valley Village. Yeah. That's across the tracks. Thing. Yeah. Molested Youth, Nomos coming up from the New York City, and Urban Blight, and I believe there's one or two other bands on the bill. Thursday, May the 20th, at the Royal Cinema. It's $25, but Lydia Lunch is doing a solo multimedia word performance titled Sick with Desire. It's a sort of performance art piece, and that should be just nuts and awesome and
interesting.
Terrific. Friday, May 21st at the Hard Luck Bar, Unruled from Montreal are playing with Brutal Knights. First show from them in a long time, at least in Toronto. Brutal Knights, Mature Situations, and Birth Defect. Saturday, May the 22nd at Casbah, Unruled, Brutal Knights, Mature Situations, and Rocket Reducers. The very next day.
In Hamilton, yeah.
Exact same lineup. But if you want to head up to Hamilton and catch that, that'd be awesome.
And I wanted to mention that it's one of the members from the original Unruled. They're an early hardcore band from Montreal with two members from Inepsy. And they've recorded new material, which is about to be released on Schizophrenic.
Awesome.
I think an LP, cool. A 12-inch or an LP.
Awesome.
I think
so
it's an 8-song 12-inch.
You got Friday the 21st, Saturday the 22nd. Two chances to see this band. Two chances to see Brutal Knights. They don't play here a lot anymore, which is weird. Mature Situations. Birth Defect is opening the one show. Rocket Reducers is opening the Hamilton show. And the last show that we are going to let you know about is a long ways in the future, but June the 1st, Lewd Axe is coming in on tour from the United States. And we're not quite sure who's opening that at the moment, but we do know Birth Defect is confirmed. But other than that, it's just Lewd Axe. And that's it. Those are all your shows.
Make sure you attend them. Okay, so next week, if you tune in, is going to be the CIUT fundraising drive. If you can call and donate, we'd very much appreciate it. And this set is just to give you a little bit of a reminder of some of the eclectic live sets that this radio show has brought you over the years, with the Studio 3 sessions. And we have a new one coming up soon with Snake Pit, if all goes well. It's going to be the first one actually in this facility that we've moved into. We'll see how it goes in the future. But who better than to remind you than the teenage head telling you to shake. Let's shake.
Goodbye. Give it up. I'm
In that last set, we finished up with...
Okay, so we gave you a set of live music from EXD Studio 3 sessions. We started it off with Teenage Head telling everybody to let's shake from their EXD Studio 3 session, followed by a live version of the song Shining Light by Molested Youth with their original singer who looked like Henry and sounded like Henry Rollins.
Someone should
turn
off that transistor radio in there.
Oh,
transistor. That's not Black Steel in the Hour of Chaos.
No, it's Security of the First World. Then we had the Homo Stupids with the song Caveman, also from an EXD Studio 3 session. All of these except for the last song were from a Studio 3 session. Hostage Life with the song Sons of Hostage Life. Rammer with the song Throat of Hell, Toronto's like Metal Legends. Again, all great live sessions brought to you by Equalize and Distort. So tune in next week and donate so we can keep on bringing you more great live sessions from local bands and other bands coming through. Yes. And then because Darcy himself is way too humble.
Oh, hang on. Before we get into it, I think those are all downloadable on the site now.
Oh, yes, of
on the
course. Yeah, you can get all those off our blog at equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com. Just look for a band name, and if we have a live set of them there, just click on the name on the side, and you'll be able to find it there. Soon we'll have all the Studio 3 sessions up accessible in one link as well once we get around to it.
We got over 1,500 posts up there now, and by clicking on there, it'll filter them out just the band stuff, so...
Awesome.
You can find Teenage Head or...
Yeah, and there's also a Google search on there, too, which you can use to search the blog. And then, last song...
Snake Pit.
Snake Pit, because Darcy's too humble to play his own band. X in Time. Shout out to my man Rob Brown on drums. The song Hipsterectomy off their self-titled EP. And for all you people out there, you gotta really learn what a hipster is. People riding around crappy bikes with hockey tape on them, that have gears, are not hipsters. And everybody this weekend was like, "Hey man, nice bike," thinking I'm like some bike douchebag. I'm like, "Did you even look at my bike? My bike is a pile of crap. I'm not a hipster in some freaking like golden single speed like what are those called?" Fixed gear colored wheel bicycle. Like, figure it out, people. And if you're wearing a Harley Davidson shirt, shut up. Okay, off to you, Steve.
And tune in following weeks to find out further definitions of hipster. Yes.
You know what?
We'll be deconstructing.
And Rob, you got to
hipsterism.
Yes, we will. And you got to see Snake Pit last night.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
It was pretty bitchin'. Darcy's the man. And yeah, you can see the photos on. Well, actually, you know what? We can put those photos on our Facebook page, the Equalizing Distort Facebook.
If Darcy
page.
Would do be
and
so kind.
Yeah, I've got a few too. Mine didn't turn out as well as the ones that are on your page, but yeah, no, it was a good show. Awesome.
And it's a 7-song demo that's out now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It opens up like a flower.
I think it looks like my grandmother's ashtray, but you can say it's a flower.
It does look like an ashtray.
In fact, I have a picture going up on the blog in a minute.
Yeah. So look for it soon. Anyway.
Great
Darcy.
Snake Pit shirts too.
Speaking of Snake Pit,
look, he's blushing.
Darcy's got the next set up.
Yeah,
with his mohawk.
He came in with some groupies though, so I mean, I don't know if the humility's gonna last.
Yeah, they were drooling over his out of step straight edge jacket.
Yeah,
which you'll also be able to see on the blog in a moment.
Well, you already can actually.
God.
Equalizingxdistort.blogspot.com.
The shirts are great.
See
though.
Darcy in his sick jacket, looking super straight edge. And then go to myspace.com/ what is it, Snake Pit? Snake Pit Hardcore? What's the MySpace?
It's Snake Pit Hardcore.
MySpace.com/ Snake Pit Hardcore. And then you can go to the Snake Pit web store and order a wicked t-shirt.
The shirts are wicked.
In the colors of cum, piss, blood, and snake blood. One of your four selections.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about your set, so we don't have to keep.
All right, great. I usually try to bring like a shitload of music tonight. I haven't, unfortunately. But what we do have is awesome. So maybe it makes up quantity over quantity. What we're gonna play is
quality over quantity.
That's what I meant. Sorry, yes. The Cursed Last Session. The BBC session that they recorded. They re-recorded a whole bunch of old songs. Songs from the first record, songs from the second record, songs from the third record. The way they've been playing them live, you know, a little bit faster, a little bit different. The way they sort of ended up becoming as they played them live rather than what was originally recorded on the album. Anyway, this first song we're going to listen to, if I've set it up correctly, should be Promised Land, which is a perfect song for Easter. I don't know if you read the lyrics. It's called Promised Land for a good fucking reason. All right, and then after that, we're going to listen to Violent Arrest and some other shit. But here we go.
I was going to say that was way faster than they played it live.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Sp-
Spring Friends of A95 Membership Drive is happening April 7th to April 13th. Every dollar you donate to the station goes straight into the nuts and bolts of our operation. We need your support so we can keep bringing you intellectual, cultural, and informative programming. Please donate during the Spring Friends of A95 Membership Drive, April 7th to the 13th, or right now on our website at www.ciut.fm.
Alright, and that last song we just heard was Don't Miss It by Vile Nation off of their self-titled record on Way Back When Records and Even Worse Records, split sort of release. We started off that set with a large majority of the first half of that Cursed Last Session thing that they put out, redone versions of old songs from the first, second, and third record. It's five tracks off that they... Well, that High Anxiety, that Chris's label, he sort of put out himself through No Idea, and they were done at the on the BBC sessions.
And anyway, like they say in the reggae scene, it's so nice we had to play it twice.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. After that, we listened to Violent Arrest, one of my favorite bands ever, from England, a song called Heretic. Perfect for Easter, well, along with Cursed, of course, the song Heretic of the choruses. I might not be a lunatic. I mean, I might be a heretic, but at least I'm not a lunatic. And about believing in God. And that last song, oh, and the song in between was a band that I actually play guitar for called Black Faxes. The song was called Animam Adir, which is Latin for your last dying words.
Anyway. I played in a band once called Countdown to Oblivion, and we played a show on Good Friday.
Awesome.
And the guy who went on the show made this awesome flyer that said, Easter's been canceled. The body's been found. Anyway.
I liked it a lot.
Just my parting sentiments.
Yeah. Yes. All right, well, subject. That's it for me. What's up, Rob? What do you got?
I've got a few songs that are a bit high there. Yeah, I was kind of continuing the heavy theme. And, fast songs, heavy songs. And starting off with a song by Infest called...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, how can you beat Infest? No. Where's the unity?
I wonder. Where is it?
Yeah.
All right.
That set started
with...
It
was awesome.
Thanks, Darcy.
No problem. Let's hold hands.
Yeah, exactly. We're supporting the scene. It was Infest.
We're gonna bring
hand holding back to the hardcore scene.
Dude, that 7 second shirt is affecting you.
And Rob, I want to buy it.
Yeah. Rob is wearing a tie dyed 7 second shirt.
And I wish it was
the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Ed was gonna pay me $100 for it.
Well, I think I was over exaggerating. I just wanted to see if you would part with it.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. We'll put a picture up on the blog.
It already is.
Is it already up?
Yeah. It's awesome.
It's yeah.
go there now and we'll have a look.
Yeah, it's pretty bitchin'.
What did you play?
That had to be a New Wind era shirt or
it
beyond.
It was 88.
No, that was Soul Force Revolution.
It was when...
Soul, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I think it was when they played with the Circle Jerks, actually, at the Siboney.
That doesn't give them any cred.
No, I know. But
and then whatever that EP
shirt.
Was that
oh
came
my
out
God.
Before Soul Force Revolution. I love that record.
Straight off the Grateful Dead truck, man.
I haven't worn this shirt. I don't even remember the last time I wore this shirt. But
I love it. Push. I think it's awesome.
I might have to start wearing it more. Because
it's a contradiction, Justin.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of amazing.
Go see the pictures.
Infest, Where's the Unity? That's from a bootleg 7-inch.
No, that wasn't a bootleg. That's the first one.
I think this is a bootleg, though. This copy.
His copy.
I don't think so. They all came out on Draw Blank.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The first one didn't have the labeling on it.
Well, I didn't know that. I was under the impression it was a bootleg, but...
No,
it's not. Well,
no.
I wrote bootleg on this on the list, but I guess I'll have to fix that. After that, it was A Veil, and that song was called Connection, and that's from the Attempt to Regress single that came out on Catheter Assembly Records in 1993. And after that, it was Neurosis with Pollution, and that's from the Word is Law that came out on Lookout Records.
The last good Neurosis record.
Yeah, it was the last good one. Yeah, after that, they kind of... went south.
They went neurotic.
They jumped the shark. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Go Fonzie.
Yeah, I know. And then Drop Dead with, what the hell was that song called? The song was called Fucking Assholes. And that's from...
Which is what that tie-dye shirt is making you want to do.
Yeah.
That along with the Dead Kennedys Frankenchrist poster.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's quite the poster. Yeah, and that's from their self-titled CD on Selfless Records, and that was it. So now it's time for
that
demo
was like the
time.
That was the collection of the LP and a bunch of things.
Yeah, it's got about there's a lot of songs in here, 30, 40 songs, and they're all about a minute long, minute and change. Some of them less.
An incredible band.
Yeah, yeah, I saw them twice.
A band that I never saw anyone equal them in terms of seamless transitions and in terms of speed. Their hyper speed that they could get to within those seamless transitions were like it was like turning it up to third gear from one. They skipped a gear.
I had the privilege of seeing them about a year ago or maybe a little bit longer, and it was just non-stop.
Yeah, just, they're awesome.
Well, exactly as you're saying. Just like full throttle for 20, 25 minutes, just non-stop noise. It was crazy.
Rhode Island's secret weapon.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, let's get into the demo feature. Tonight is a band called The Slobs. They're from Montreal. They played last night. I think you guys have something to say about them, maybe? You might have seen them.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah,
I thought they were awesome. They're a bunch of kids, probably like 18, 19,
yeah, they
20
look young.
Around.
Yeah.
And they play some mean, fast hardcore. Good stuff.
Yeah, they were awesome. I was impressed.
High energy.
Recommend them and
it's wicked.
See them again, and definitely.
Any influences you might cite?
I don't know.
We can let the music speak for itself.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, this is a six-song demo by Slobs from Montreal.